From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 28th day of August 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy with a high near 86 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 62. We'll take a look at the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here's what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news in Hunter Tannersville, Erica Haynes has been appointed to the Hunter Tannersville School Board. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that the Hunter Tannersville Board of Education has appointed Haynes Fall resident Erica Haynes as the board's fifth board member. Haynes was the unanimous choice made in a meeting on Thursday. Haynes will replace long-term board member Brian Byrne. The appointment was effective on Sunday, August the 25th, and will run until May 2014. During the same meeting, Byrne bid farewell to the board and the school community and received a standing ovation from those in attendance. Superintendent Patrick Daffler Sweeney noted Byrne's dedication and thanked him for his, and I quote, sage guidance, end quote, as a board member. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Chatham, the Chatham Board of Education rejects the Tufor school upgrade. Matt Brathick reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham School Board has rejected an idea to split the proposed capital project into two proposals. The matter goes to district voters in a special election on November 19th. The district will consolidate students into two buildings in September 2015. To accommodate the move, the board has recommended the expenditure of $13.8 million for upgrades to the two remaining schools for additional classrooms, a fitness room, music room, general renovations, and an expansion of the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School gym. A suggestion was previously made to split the proposal based on concerns the public may view some of the items as wants rather than needs. The board's facilities committee reviewed the suggestion and determined each component of the project was necessary. According to Superintendent Cheryl Nusafaro, the district will hold a town hall style meeting on the consolidation on September the 12th. You'll find that full story in today's Columbia paper. Finally, municipalities are going to see a slight dip in pension costs. Jimmy Vilkin is reporting from the Capital Confidential that the state, cities, counties, towns, and villages will get some relief in the amount of money they have to set aside for employee pensions during the coming year. For the first time since 2010, rates for most workers will decrease by close to 1%. The contribution rate for police officers and firefighters will drop by more than 1%. Public workers draw their pensions from a common fund managed by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli and employers. The various municipalities statewide kick in more when the investments underperform. Municipalities have been bracing for this increase. That full story you will find in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, it will be partly cloudy with a high near 86 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 7 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 62. For Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. And for the start of the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:35 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 28th day of August 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.